Found photo. When you live with something long enough, I guess you get used to the odor, and then it's no odor at all. It's part of the room. Maybe it's just a dead mouse behind the wall, and there's nothing to be done unless you want to take a hammer to the wall one hot gray afternoon when it feels like ants are crawling up and down your legs, getting right into your underpants. So here we are, all dressed up and left all alone in the shaking woods. Why did they leave us out here like this, all alone? Drive away in that brand new automobile we helped them to buy. Sure, Pop's lost a bit of his left leg. The diabetes chewed his foot right up to the shin bone, but that's no reason to throw us out here without so much as a drink of water. A smell, sure, but not a stink. And weren't they the ones always pushing sugary things at him anyway? He never was one to say no. When you live with something long enough, it's really no odor at all. We knew it had to come off when even the dogs wouldn't go near him. Thinking helps to pass the time. He never did talk much, and it's especially hard to be sitting here on a bench in the absolute dead center of nowhere with a one-and-a-half-legged man who won't say a word. Thank the Lord they didn't drive off with the crutches. When you live with something long enough, I guess you get used to it. So here we are, left alone in the woods by our own children and not a soul to help us and not a drop to drink. My mouth must look like a flattened mattress by now, or an old and faded photograph. It's all part of life, I guess. You bring them into this world, you do your best to make a life for them, and then they have to up and leave you one day, go off on their own. I just never thought it would be like this. It's like there's a dead mouse behind the wall, and there's nothing to be done unless you want to take a hammer to the wall one hot gray afternoon when it feels like ants are crawling up and down your legs, getting right into your underpants, out in the woods, all alone, thinking to pass the time, sitting on a bench with a one-and-a-half-legged man who won't say a word. An old and faded photograph has an odor, but not a stench.